It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
It was my second experience driving in snow. I'm just glad I have four-wheel drive. And took it slow, left early, made sure I could get here on time.
Well, it's important. I mean, obviously people remember what happens on Sundays, but Wednesdays and Thursdays are huge for you guys to be here.
No, yeah, it's all about the preparation and then the process, and that's something that, you know, BA has preached to us offensively. Don't look ahead. You know, worry about what today brings. That's one of Coach Pagano's big messages. If today's third down, focus on third down. Let's not worry about Saturday night or Sunday afternoon. So it is about the process.
Andrew, Coach Pagano said yesterday that he's not going to rest the starters. I know fans love that. As a player, how does that make you feel going in, getting ready for the postseason?
Great. You know, we want to go in with some momentum. We don't want to sneak in the back door, you know, per se. I know I need the work. I know every game, I think you learn from those experiences and try and get better, and I need to get a lot better. So I'm excited, and I know the fans deserve it. They've been great all year. Very excited.
Your thoughts on being a first alternate in the Pro Bowl?
It's nice. It's more of a reflection of, how well this offense has done this year. But, yeah, it's nice.
Well, we've asked you about Reggie periodically throughout the training camp and then mm-hmm. the season. Obviously, Reggie's name is a Pro Bowl. What stands out to you now that you've had 15 games with him about why that's
yeah.
there?
Well, I think, one, his knack for showing up in big times, big moments. He controls them. He's going to make the catch. He's going to make the plays. He's going to get the first down, the touchdown, whatever you need. He's going to be there in the big moments. And then on top of that, just the consistency, every day in practice, every play on the field. He's a lot of fun to play with, and you'll learn a lot.
You guys are very good about playing week to week. It's a 7-day life cycle. But do you step back and say, okay, I've played 19 games? Has it been a long grind or not?
It has been long. I won't lie. It felt like all I've done my whole life is play, play this one season of football. But, that doesn't necessarily mean it's not fun or you're not fresh. I think the guys in the training room, our coaches know how to keep us, fresh, engaged in everything mentally, physically. So it has been long. I think especially for rookies when you go through the whole combine, draft, OTAs, traveling, moving, finishing school, but it's fun, and I'm glad we're sort of in the thick of things. I can't speak for what it'd be like, if you weren't, in this sort of hunt.
Did you talk about the rookie wall? Did you ever feel it? I mean, when your body said, okay, we should be done now or not, or did the season not allow that?
No, the season doesn't allow it, especially for what was at stake, and as a teammate, what you owe to your teammates, you're not allowed to hit the rookie wall. You're not allowed, especially on this team. Absolutely not. Well, I guess I really don't know, but everything in me says no. He offensively, he's our leader. He's our guy. We go through him. He's sort of not just on the field, but just how to operate. How to be a professional. He's sort of our bell cow.
Andrew, can you talk about the challenge this week against Houston? We know they have a lot to play for this week.
No, absolutely. It should. I think both teams are going to go out and play very, very hard. And obviously, we know how good they are. How especially defensively, how physical, how hard they play. So it's going to be a great challenge. Hopefully we can improve. Not only on 2 weeks ago, but last week, and hopefully we can get a win.
Is that quick recall beneficial, you think?
I think it is. For both teams, you're still fresh in each other's minds, and. We'll try to fix the mistakes we made in that previous game and hopefully do a little better.
We didn't get a chance to get with you yesterday, but what was it like today and obviously yesterday having Coach Pagano out there with you?
It sort of feels like he's never been gone. It's just natural for him to fit in. I think that's what he does. He's a football coach. That's what he is. It's obviously great to hear his voice and great to see. There's a little, I think, a little more energy because he's around, and that's not a slight on anybody else, but just the fact that he's here. I think guys are jazzed up, but it feels like he'd always been there. He'd always been there.